as he approached the house, he heard the music and dancing. Calling over one of the houseboys, he asked what was going on. He told him, "Your brother came home. Your father's ordered a feast, barbecued beef, because he has him home safe and sound." The older brother, as you can imagine, stalked off in an angry sulk and refused to join in. His father came out and tried to talk to him, but he wouldn't listen. The son said, "Look how many years I've stayed here serving you, never giving you one moment of grief, but have you ever thrown a party for me and my friends? Then this son of yours, who has thrown away your money on bad women and drink and everything else, shows up and you go all out with a feast." His father said, "Son, you don't understand. You're with me all the time, and everything that is mine is yours. But this is a wonderful time. We have to celebrate your brother's home. This brother of yours was dead, and he's alive. He was lost, and he's found." Now, that was a story from Luke, and that's not the story that we worked on with the Narnia kids, and that's the one I'm going to read right now. And then I think it kind of sheds some light on this other parable that they figured out a way to tell, too. And this is another one that, you know, you kind of think, boy, this isn't fair. And I think that's what we all got out of it. And then we tried to understand something else. So Jesus said, "God's kingdom is like an estate manager who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. They agreed on a wage of $1 a day and went to work. Later, about 9 o'clock, the manager saw some other men hanging around the town square unemployed. He told them to go to work in his vineyard, and he would pay them a fair wage. They went. He did the same thing at noon and again at 3 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, he went back and found still others standing around. He said, 'Why are you standing around all day doing nothing?' They said, 'Because no one hired us.' He told them to go to work in his vineyard. When the day's work was over, the owner of the vineyard instructed his foreman, 'Call the workers in and pay them their wages. Start with the last hired and go on to the first.' Those hired at 5 o'clock came up and were each given $1. When those who were hired first saw that, they assumed they'd get far more. But they got the same, each of them $1. Taking the dollar, they groused angrily to the manager, 'These last workers put in only one easy hour, and you just made them equal to us who slaved all day under a scorching sun.'" Who does that sound like? The big brother. "He replied to the one speaking for the rest, 'Friend, I haven't been unfair. We agreed on the wage of $1, didn't we? So take it and go. I decided to give the one who came last the same as you. Can't I do what I want with my own money? Are you going to get stingy because I am generous?' And Jesus says, here it is again, the great reversal. Many of the first ending up last, and the last first." Here ends tonight's reading. Thanks be to God. All right, I'm going to go down here, and we will tell this last story in our own, in the way that the Narnian kids thought it would work, in a way that they, that made sense to them. So, we're going to begin, we need Henry and Elena and Merritt and Tor. And I'll just set the scene for you. There was a man who had a snack bar filled with ice cream. One night, he saw there was a problem.
"I need help dishing out ice cream.
I need a job.
You can help me dish out ice cream, and at the end of the day, I'll give you one scoop of ice cream."
"I'll take the job."
get some more help.
I need more help.
I need a job.
You can help dish out ice cream and at the end of the day, I'll give you one scoop of ice cream.
I'll take any good job.
More people need ice cream. What are you seeing?
More help.
I need more help.
I just don't have a job.
You can help to show ice cream, and at the end of the day, I'll give you one scoop of ice cream.
I will take the job.
Well, what do you think? Is it the end of the day? Is it time to pay them? Mm-hmm. Maybe you better call them forward.
Pay time.
Got to get the last person first, right? Okay.
Here's your scoop. One scoop.
Thank you.
Here's your one scoop.
Thank you.
And here's your one scoop.
But that's not fair. I've been working all day and you only gave me one scoop.
Well, we made a deal that I would give you one scoop of ice cream, and didn't you have fun?
Yeah, I guess. And it's going to be better to eat with other people instead of by myself.
So I think they all were happy in the end. Well, we have a prayer based on some of the things that the children came up with, and I'm just going to read it, and then they're going to help, along with Jamie, they're going to help lead you in our song tonight. Please let us pray. Good and gracious God of every living thing, like a parent, you love each of us, even if we seem unlovable sometimes. Help us to trust in your love and to be thankful that there are so many kinds of people celebrating this life we have in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So the children have been working on this song, All God's Critters, by Bill Staines. And we want you to join us. You can see, I don't know how well that can be seen. But the chorus, why don't you repeat after me? I think that'll be the easiest for those, because it looks a little hard to see from here. So repeat after me. All God's critters got a place in the choir.
All God's critters got a place in the choir.
Kids, you have to lead them in the sign language, right? Some sing low, some sing higher.
Some sing low, some sing higher.
Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Some just clap their
hands.
And then kids, why don't you spread way out so people over there can see you? All right. Because we are going to add a few more signs to this. And it goes like this. Some just clap their, really loud, hands, their paws, their wings and claws. Wings and claws, fins and jaws. Their fins, their jaws, or anything they got now. So we're just going to add a few more things. Oh, thanks for enlarging that. All right, here we go. You can sing the whole thing with us, but if you are into watching adorable children, you can just watch the adorable children. But please sing this chorus with us. Here we go, really loud. One, two, three, four. All God's creators got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone. Some just clap their hands, their paws, their wings, their claws, their fins, their jaws, or anything. Okay, we're going to do that one more time. Get your hands. Okay, hands and paws. Ready? Hands and paws, then wings and claws. Wings and claws, then fins and jaws. Fins and jaws. Couplets, right? All God's creators got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, their paws, their wings, their claws, their fins, their jaws, or anything. First verse, listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks. The hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do, and the old cow just goes, dogs and the cats that take up the middle where the honeybee hums, the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays, and the pony neighs. Ready? The old coyote. Here we go, everybody. We're testing you out. All God's creators got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, their paws, their wings, their claws, their fins, their jaws, their little thing they got. Listen for the porcupine voice. It's our favorite. Listen to the top where the little birds sing on the melody with a high note ringing. The hoot owl hollers for everything. And the jaybird disagrees. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, all right. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and is on his way. Possum may got much to say. And the porcupine talks to himself. All God's creators got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, their paws, their wings, their claws, their fins, their jaws, or anything they got now. Let's see, where are we? Here we go. It's a simple song of living sung everywhere by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, grumpy alligator and the hawks above. The sly raccoon and the turtle dove. Get ready to jump really high. You can jump out of your seats with us if you'd like. Here we go. All God's creators got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, their paws, their wings, their claws, their fins, their jaws, or in whispering. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire.